one with your beast, but sure not the God. The Bala oil for sure can't be the God. You'll prove me wrong in a moment. But he for sure can't be, because he's entitled to sell food whatever he wants. You don't want to buy it, that's fine.
As soon as they pick up the oil, right, then that duty to pay is only 20 shekels.
Why?
Because that's the price which the owner is saying in his house. I'm selling this for 20 shekels.
They're picking up all that, 21 shekels.
What?
They're picking it up all that, 21 shekels.
It's by mistake, like we learned last week, when the agent changed the price from 1.5 million for the house to 1.6 without the knowledge of the seller of the house, and we said that change was pulling out the extra 100,000 for the buyer, and it wasn't entitled to, so therefore the buyer gets back his 100,000.
It has to be a different case. We're just going to have to figure out how it's a different case.
That money belongs to the buyer, and I'm not changing that.
Right, that one.
The money belongs to the buyer. Has to give it back to the buyer. So who has got the money?
The oil.
So he's got money belonging to the buyers, and he has to give them back. He's the gunner. But he's going to get no owners because it was bonus.
Money is fungible, meaning if it was an object that was put in the seller's possession unknowingly, then I'd say yes, the seller has to pay shibes hagzela shekels out. Because it's money, which is fungible, so then the mazik, whoever we're going to call the other guy, he could give his own money back to the... If not, why would we say, let's say it's 19 shekels stolen out?
One shekel from each person.
Right. So the seller's going to give each one, and then the mazik's going to give him 19? That's not necessary, meaning because it's not an object. It's
fine,
money.
But you're saying, okay, we can skip this stage. But we want to know who, halakhically, how do we determine what everyone is called? He's called the gunner, and you're called the mazik. So therefore, the seller of the oil is called the gunner, and he owes him money. The mazik owes the seller because he's causing him to take money. So therefore, why just skip this stage? Go straight to him. But he's still the gunner. He's got money, stolen money by him.
He does have stolen money by him.
He stole the money.
Which? Yeah, but he didn't get his 19 shekels from the other guy.
Yeah, for the oil.
So the guy with the one shekel owes him 19 shekels.
Yes.
And then he should return the 19 shekels to the 19 people.
Yes.
That's right. The mazik in this case, I want to suggest maybe the mazik is the gana.
It's huge.
The mazik in this case,
he should have done.
The mazik's das was that each one of those shekels really was his shekel going to the seller.
Okay.
And therefore, so the mazik really stole the
now
seller,
you're talking.
And he was paying.
Now you're saying something.
So the mazik paid with their 19 shekel for the guy.
If I just change this time because I want to have fun. I want to see if people are going to buy it for 21 shekel. Just change the sign. I have no interest in using that extra shekel. Just going to see. So, of course, you're not the gunner. Because you got no benefit from the action which caused people to spend money. You're called a mazik. Bad advice. But here, slightly different. Here, you're telling them to spend money. You're not physically taking it from them, but you're using what they gave in order for your own benefit, because now you think you can take the bottle of oil. So does that make you now into a real gunner?
Well, he was a real gunner anyway, but he's not using the money. He may think he's using the money, but Lamaise is not, because it's never his money. Okay. He never made a kenyan on it.
Okay. So now, the question is, does a gunner have to physically pick it up to be called a gunner? Or he's called a gunner by just causing somebody else to spend money for his benefit?
The
Bado is that money that has to be given back, and therefore that money makes it, there's a Geneva taking place. So who's got the gunner's money by him? Who did the Geneva?
Why did
he did a Geneva with Bemezid, or did he do the Geneva by onus?
Why does the money have to be given back?
Because we said last week the money belongs to the buyers, because they were tricked into spending money which wasn't necessary.
No, they were tricked into spending money that didn't go to the seller. That's why we said it last week. Here it went to the seller.
Did go to the seller.
It did go to the
seller.
No,
the seller didn't get anything extra.
He sure did. He got 19 shekel, and he's going to get 19 shekel more from the Ghana.
No, because he agreed on 20 shekels.
That's lefnim ishur hasadin. That's norm shebelev. I'm not mechuyev to...
Not norm shebelev. I put 20 shekel sign up.
And if you agreed to pay me 20...
A gunner, but onus. Everyone thinks gunner means he's a bad guy. He's a ganav onis. He stole the onis.
Who?
He still. He took people's money. He took people's money, which doesn't belong to him, and he's using that money. Aye, did he? Does he know he's a ganav? No, he doesn't know he's a ganav. The onis. Who's now got? Who? What's the difference? What's the difference? If he's a ganav, the onis, it means he's not going to get a punishment. But he's got now a duty to physically go to everybody and find them and give back that shekel. And if he can't, he has to now donate it to Sarki Rabim in order to make sure the Geneva has been given back. If he's not the gunner, then he's got no duties. Who's got the duties? The one who changed the sign, because he's the gunner.
He's the gunner because he stole the oil.
Okay, you find the bank, so you owe me 50 shekels, and I say, you're quite right, they took 50 shekels in your account. And unbeknownst to you, they took 50 shekels out of somebody else's account. Make your money.
It makes. If they.
You have to go and put the.
If they are considered a ganav, it releases you from your duty. But if they're not considered a ganav because they didn't do any kinyan, and you're the one who cornered it, then maybe you are the ganav. That's called a transfer of figures. That's called a. They are doing the action.
But it's the same thing,
isn't it? Here
transfer of figures.
Here we never touch the money.
He didn't steal the money. He stole the oil.
He never took money out of anyone's
pocket. He stole the oil. He didn't steal the money.
Okay.
He did put numbers in a.
Now that everyone understands the beginning of the question, let's go on. Ribbis, charging interest to somebody, the Gemara calls this also gezel. It's also stealing. So the Shulchan Aruch says in respect to ribbis, let's try and learn out from there into our halacha. Number one, gezel, he says in the Gemara this year. It's a neshach, it's a form of gezel. Also, loma is also to say to somebody, oh, b'chol money, give me $100. I'm an asher titein zuz laploni on condition that you give me back $100 plus an extra $10 to Reuven, my friend. Oh, the hetish or to stalker. That's called ribbis. Because you're giving me back $100 plus. Not to me, to somebody else. I feel an osa ploni over common. Even if the other guy's a goy, you are over ribbis by telling him you have to give that goy extra money. I feel shein a chayvlo. For ribbis kutsutsu, it's ribbis deraisa to do such a thing. Now, ribbis deraisa, that there is a din, that is considered dike gezel, and you have to give that ribbis back. The question is, who has to give it back? The ganav has to give it back. Who is the ganav in this case? The one who said, give me $100, and give me back $100, and give him extra $10, and is he the ganav? Or is the one receiving the extra $10 considered a ganav, and he has to give back the $10? Who has to give back that $10? The one who said you have to give the $10, or the one who received the extra $10?
You can't compare the two cases, because here is Polly who's getting the ribbons, not who's getting the object. By Gezel, it could be Polly who's getting the object.
You could be right, but you could be wrong.
I am always right.
So, it's similar to our case, in a way, without any looking. What we're saying, I'm saying, I want to steal from you. How am I stealing from you? But give him the stolen property. I'm not going to touch it. Give him the extra bit of money. I am not touching it. I'm just telling you advice. Give him your extra money, which is not mechuyev to give. So, that extra money which is given, which is considered stolen, is it considered like I stole it because I told you to do it and I'm getting benefit from it? Or is it considered like the person who received it has stolen it, even though it's ba'onus, and he has to return it? Who's you?
The person said, give him the extra $10, give $10 and stop.
Like in our case, he said you changed the sign and caused him to give money to him. Yes. So, the person.
Why? The guy gave it over willingly.
Ribbis is considered gezel.
But it's also for the guy that gives ribbis as well.
Fine.
You can't just blame
but it's considered gezel.
But it's an issue for the guy that gives it. So true. Maybe he's the guy that
no, it's called Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, when you learn a bit of ribbis, the ganav is the one who takes the ribbis. It's Issa, but the one who's the ganav is the one who takes it. That's awesome. So the Pesukei Tshuva brings down over there, says ribbis kususa. I'm Tshuva's Pharisee. Look at Pharisee. It brings down in the Gorna Chosim Rav Kiva Eker, brings down in the Shem Rav Kiva Eker, Nistapik im Abakabu Chayv Lahasil Amalva. And Rav Akiva Eger has this sophic. Who has to give back the $10? Is it the one who received the $10? Because he's the ganef, even though it's not his fault. Or is the one who asked him and said, go and give him the $10? Says, who's Zal Kosev? But the Tfres, he himself says, Vadai Hamakabu Eina Mafse. For sure, the ganef is the one who told him to give the $10, not the one who received it. For sure, the ganef is the one who changed the sign, not the one who received the money, says Tversi. But Rav Akiva Eger is Masubik. Rav Akiva Eger says, I don't know. But the Tversi says, like everyone over here, the one who changed the sign is the ganef. But the Akiva Eger says, I don't know. So let's go straight to Baba Kama number 2 and bring a raya to our din straight from the Mishnah. An absolute raya to our case. Completely and utterly comparable. It says like this in the Mishnah. Nosnu lech bachoris beno, o lebalchos. A ganef, Reuven, says, I got a son that I need to do pidyon haben here. The Kohen has to get money in order to do pidyon haben. So Reuven says, you know, that money over there is mine. Mr. Kohen, could you go and pick up that money? That's your payment in order to do pidyon haben. Bahoya Moshko went along the Kohen and he pulled that money out because he was told to. Umeis Rishos Balim Potter was an animal, in fact, and it died in Rishos Balim. So if he had it actually taken out, then he's not considered a gun of Yeti's potter. But Higbiro is actually was wrong, but if the Kohen actually took it out, and then the animal died, is Chayev? Says Rashi, who's Chayev? Is it the Kohen who's Chayev who picked up the animal, because he was told that that was the money which is for him? Or is it was the person who's told the Kohen to take the animal? Who's Chayev? Says Rashi, the one who told the Kohen to take the animal is Chayev. Why? Says Rashi, because he's a ganef. But the fact that Kohen took it for his benefit, that makes him the ganef. Reuven told the Kohen to take it in order to make pidyon haben on the Reuven's child. Even though Reuven didn't pick it up at all, the Kohen took it. It makes Reuven the ganef by the fact that Kohen picked it up. And he is the ganef.
Not because he was Kohen in Geneva, but because he's the ganef, that's why he's Chayev.
Yes, that's what Rashi says.
And the Kohen doesn't have to give back the money?
The scheme of giving back is upon Reuven. He's the ganef.
But the Kohen doesn't have to give back his money? The money that he got?
Money he got? No, if it's money, he doesn't have to give back. So, we see from there that the one who changes the sign for his own benefit, even though he doesn't physically touch the money, but he calls the money to go out of somebody's possession for his benefit, that's also called Geneva, and that makes him the gun. That makes him the gun.
I'm still not convinced that any Geneva, other than stealing the oil, happened. Because, where was the stealing? The buyers gave their money willingly.
Buyers gave the money under false pretenses, which we said last week is called that the money still belongs to them. If it still belongs to them, you've taken out of their pocket, which still belongs to them. Therefore, you says that there's something, someone's stealing that money. Who's stealing that? The one who caused that money to go out of the pocket, even he didn't physically do it, by just changing the sign, that makes him the Geneva on that money.
Let's say Stam. Just Stam, I was selling oil. Forget about a third party. I was selling oil for 20 shekel a bottle. And someone comes in and says, here's 20 shekels, give me the oil, please. And he walks out. I'm a ganef?
If he says, and the owner says, okay, I'll sell it.
Owner says nothing.
The owner agrees that 21 shekel in his own mind is what he wants to sell it, then he can change his mind in such a case. Yes?
So,
but the owner's not here, he didn't change his mind.
He has to change it?
Yes.
Well, I don't understand. You see, you're saying that I wouldn't sell it for 21 shekel.
But it's a different scenario. Somebody already took it out and then came back and he says, I took the oil yesterday and here's 21 shekels for it. He's not allowed to take the 21 shekels because when he took
right,
it,
that I understand.
It's only 20 shekels.
What does Rabbi Akiva Eger do with this tomorrow?
So you have to say something like, we heard over here, notice, that it was the special dinner in Ribbis. whoever gets ribbis is the has to according to Rabbi Akiva Eger give it back.
Maybe has to.
Yeah, not they didn't get it. Yeah. If you want to see, I'll tell you agav an interesting halacha in ribbis, that if you ever order, let's say, a bunk bed, you go to the shop, you want to buy bunk beds, yes? Try and avoid getting it directly delivered from the manufacturers of the beds. Try and make sure that the people who deliver it are the owners of the shop. Because if you get it delivered directly by the manufacturers, maybe there's a deal between the shopkeeper and the manufacturers that is a ribbis type of deal. I give you the money up front, you make a cheaper deal, that's already called ribbis. And if so, when is the completion of that ribbis? When the actual bed comes into the possession of the shopkeeper. When does it come into the possession of the shopkeeper? If you take it directly transferable from the manufacturer to the buyer, then it comes into his possession when the person brings it into his own house. So he's causing the ribbis to take place. So, if you ever buy something from a shop, try and make sure that you get it directly delivered by the shop people and not from the manufacturers, because otherwise you may be complicit in an aveira called ribbis. Okay.
What is the ribbis there? I forgot what.
Let me do ribbis for
ribbis.
Okay. Now we establish that the Ganef is the one who changed the sign. He's the one who's the Ganef. So, he used stolen money to buy the oil. By buying the oil with stolen money, does that now make the mitzvah which he does a mitzvah habar ba'aveira and he's not yotzer? The Hanukkah mitzvah.
He never came into the shush.
He used stolen money to buy the oil. Does that make the oil which he bought a mitzvah bar ba'aveira? He's not yotzer the mitzvah.
It depends.
Stolen money to buy the oil. He didn't.
He was over on Gezel, but he didn't use stolen money. He was over on Gezel, maybe, but he didn't use stolen money. Because he never made a Kenyan.
That's called using.
No, but it never came
into
Zershus.
He stole the money.
It never came into Zershus.
No, it's ready to establish that. He's called the gun.
Even if he's a gun, that may be, but the money is never his.
No, that's
he never made a Kenyan on the money.
He doesn't need to. His Kenyan is like him.
His Kenyan is mine.
This one Baba Avera has to be found with that rate. He has to steal the oil. He didn't steal the oil.
He did steal the oil.
He stole the money.
He stole the oil.
He bought with stolen money the oil.
He didn't steal 38 cents, right?
He stole oil.
He bought the oil.
So, I tell you, a case that happened came to Basin. I came to Basin this case. Ruvain bought Shimon into a business. He got very friendly with him. He started off as a positive worker, this Shimon. And Shimon built up and came closer and closer and got privileged information, privileged access to the bank account. And after being there for a few years, 2 or 3 years, it was discovered that Shimon was becoming very rich at the expense of the business because he was taking out money from the bank accounts, which weren't his, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he was buying very expensive objects that wasn't really fitting for his pay packets, and he was caught red-handed, so to speak, as being the gunner of hundreds of thousands of dollars. One of the things he bought with the stolen money was a peroches, which he donated to a shul.
Wow.
And they came to Basin, the governor for the Nixar, and Basin established undoubtedly that he stole money and he bought lots of things, including the peroches, and said, you have to pay. Overnight, the governor disappeared.
No.
He left the country. Hundreds of thousands left. Now, the Nixar comes to the shul and says, how can you have that peroches up with his name and his mishmocha under it? He's a governor. It's a mitzvah of our belvedere to use such a process.
As we said, money's fungible. We said before, money's fungible, so it has nothing to do with it. If he stole a paroches or stole oil, it's a different story.
But he had kosher money too, besides the stolen money, you know.
Right.
So maybe not enough to make a donation like this to the shul.
Okay. Even so,
furniture,
money
process,
is fungible. Money is novi.
All these type of things.
Money's not a chesed.
Yemi is right. And the reason is a Divrei Chaim, look at number 3. In Gozo Mas, if you steal money, the Kono Bo Luluf, and you buy a Luluf with the stolen money.
Oh, so
Gozo Luluf, or you stole a Luluf and you change it with another Luluf. Ain't a possible Mishum Mitzvah Vavera. There's no problem Mitzvah Vavera. And I bring you a Raya, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you steal a shofar and you blow the shofar, you're still Yotze the Mitzvah. Why? It should be a Mitzvah Baal Ba'avera.
Oh, even if you steal the shofar.
Even if you steal the shofar. Says the answer, that's the Shulchan Aruch Pesach. The reason why is because you're doing the Mitzvah not with the Vera. You're doing the Mitzvah with the noise of the... And the noise that comes out of the shofar is not stolen. And in order to be Mitzvah Baal Ba'avera, you have to do the actual Mitzvah with the Avera. Not a Mitzvah that comes about through a effect of an Avera. So therefore, when this person buys the oil with stolen money, which he stole, it's still not a mitzvah bar bavera.
He wasn't worried anymore.
Well, what if he stole
90 shekels?
And therefore the shul can also keep their progress.
If he stole actual oil and then lit the oil, now you have a fire, would you also say that it's producing a
no,
fire?
No, because the mitzvah is a handik. Halacha osa mitzvah.
As opposed to shofar, which is the shemitzvah.
Yes.
But he's lighting the oil.
If the oil's stolen, then it'd be a problem. But here, the money was stolen, and he used the stolen money to buy oil. Okay. He used stolen money to buy oil, but that doesn't make the oil a mitzvah bar bar
bar. There are a lot of thieves out there. Not every thief is now not yotzei any. When he buys Shabbos candles, he buys food for Shabbos, he buys tefillin, he buys sitzes. No, we don't say all those things are no good.
He doesn't have to return the oil.
Nah.
He doesn't have to return the oil.
If he bought it, why does he have to return it?
No, he didn't steal from the Baal Oil anymore.
He stole money from the Baal
Oil. The Baal Oil got his money. Yeah. He stole from Angela.
Now the question, let me ask you now. Let's move on. The question I ask you now. If you buy something with stolen money, you stole the money to buy article, and that now stolen money is by the one who sold it, is the sale a valid sale?
Why not?
I used stolen money to buy oil. Does that now mean I own the oil? I don't own the oil. Is it a good sale or not a good sale?
We just established it's a good sale.
I stole the money, yes.
Yes.
But I used it to buy oil. Does that mean the oil belongs to me? Or is it considered stolen oil because... Or I have to return the oil. Is it mechatos? Toss? Do I have to give it back?
You're caught in something when you steal it. Buy something, yeah,
the mocha has nothing to do with the relationship of the gnib over here. The guy that sold it relationship, he got his $20 or 20 shekels, whatever it is.
Yes.
So we made a good king over here.
Right. Maybe it was an object and he bartered, it would
I
be a problem.
I owe the money to somebody else.
But if there's no you, it's not his to give. It's not his money
to give. Ah. Because they without you.
No. If I steal an article and then I sell that stolen article, the nigzal that was stolen from, can he go straight to the buyer of that stolen article and say, give it back to me? So why can't we say the same thing here? You stole my money. My money's still around. It's just in the house of the seller. I can go to the seller and say, give me back my money. It's stolen.
Wait,
if you do,
I thought you can't go to the seller. And
if
say
you
that.
Do,
yeah.
If you do, then the seller has to give it back. And if he has to give it back, that means that he never received money for the oil, which means the oil was taken without money, which means the oil was stolen, and
so
therefore.
Bring it back to my original contention.
An article and money are not the same thing.
Right.
The person wants an article. I don't care where my 20 shekel comes from. I want my 20 shekel.
Right. Doesn't, I don't need the same bill. I'll take any 20 shekel bill.
So you're saying that's true with a table. Steal a table, give it to somebody else. That somebody else has to give it back. Fine. Not with money. When you take money, you give it to somebody else. Then it doesn't pass it on.
I can steal money from the ganav. I can't mund the table from the ganav. It's not by the ganav.
So you hear me saying a very understandable and clear cut, helix, which is very logical.
You can't mund it from the ganav, though.
Very logical.
You can't money from the Ghana, though, according to what we've been saying until now. Because the Ghana
stole the money and he passed it on.
But you can't money from him anymore. He doesn't have it.
Does he have that money? Do we say he never passes it on because it's still in his bank account? Do we say that when every passing on is if it's still here? That's what Yumi is saying. That you, it's not called passing it on. Money is something always stays in the person who stole it. Hands. Only by articles do we say gets passed on. That's what Yumi is saying. Tables, physically, the table's over there, so they go over there. But the money, even if you pass it on, yeah, that's it. Now we exchanged it. The money stayed where the, by the gutters. That's what Yumi is saying.
So you mean
a wonderful scorer.
So you mean a nignog could go to the person who the money got passed on to take it back from him?
So Yumi, according to Yumi, you can't go to that person. Yeah? Right, says the Nesivos, number four. Say the Nesivos number four. Before I bring the Nesivos number four, introduce you to another case than this. Related to this. Reuven wants to invest $100,000 in shares.
In what?
Stop. And he goes to the broker and says, put this $100,000 into safe stock. Gives me 2% return, not so good, but it's very safe. Goes to the broker and invests it, the $100,000 in stock, which gives 10% return, which is not safe at all. But Mazel has it, it was successful, and it made money. The broker comes back. Broker comes back and says to Reuven, you know, I had wonderful mazel with your money. You should be more partners in the future as well. Here's your 100,000 back. And I've got 2% for you. You know what? I put it in 10% and I made 8%, said the broker. Now the broker himself made 8%. Reuven takes the broker to Payston and says, it's my money. It was invested in stock. It made money of 10%. It belongs to me, the 10%.
Correct.
So does the stock of 10% belong to Reuven, who owes the owner of the money, or is it the broker who's entitled to keep the 8% difference?
If he would have lost money, would the broker have reimbursed his losses?
He would have been chayav.
He would have.
Yes.
So then it's the broker's money.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the broker's taking
it. No, it's not. Reuven bought something for... The broker bought something for Reuven as his agent, and then he sold that something for Reuven as his agent.
The broker says like this.
Yeah.
When I bought it, I did it for myself. I was borrowing the money in my mind.
And guaranteeing.
I was borrowing the money in my mind.
But he can't do that.
I never gave you... Wait. When I... Hold on a second. Let's stop right here.
You know what?
Wait a second.
You know what? I'm going to give him back the 100,000. When you... Even if I lose it all, I'll give him back the 100,000.
Give him back
the... When you borrow money in your mind, and I didn't agree to that, that's called gazela.
So he's a gazan, okay? So I'm a gazan. What does a gazan have to pay?
At least the Karen.
Only the Karen. Only what he stole. Do you know what the guy... That's what was the time and basin. And the guy said, you know, you're right. I'm a guzzler. A guzzler only has to pay 100,000. I don't have to give you 2% either. I have to give you 10%. That's what he said in basin. But even the Avatar Rebbe, he said, you're a guzzler. He said, yeah, you know, I'm right. I'm a guzzler. I can keep the 10%.
He's right. He bought the latest.
And they bought it 100%.
So,
where was this? Here in Israel?
Yes. Here was it. Now.
Hey!
What?
What happened there?
Oh, yeah, don't worry! Don't worry! So, what we have a case is a similar shiloh. He used stolen money to buy something for himself.
Which case?
The broker, both the case of the broker and the one who changed the sign on oil, used stolen money, which he stole, to buy something for his own benefit. And the question is the whole transaction valid or not valid?
Does the broker buy it in the name of the...
No, he bought it in his own name in this case.
Okay, so in this case, then it really he did not buy it for the investment.
No, he didn't buy it for the investor. He said, I was buying it for myself. He stole the money and bought it himself.
Stole the money completely?
Yes. So, yes, that's what he did.
He
put the stocks in his own name, the broker's own name.
He made a nice profit on the stolen money. He should keep it.
So therefore...
I stole the money. That's what he tells you.
I stole the money and I bought the stock.
Keep the profits. It's his profit.
So now the question is the whole transaction valid if it was stolen money? That was used to buy the stock.
Maybe no one gets the 10%.
Maybe the whole transaction wasn't valid in the first place.
No.
Maybe the whole transaction is not valid in the first place.
No, you can't.
Because now Reuven, who has other assets, can go to the one who sold the stock. Buy the stock?
No.
It's not a valid transaction. You owe me the 100,000 pounds.
It's absolutely a valid transaction. This thing, concept of the Yeneva following the money, only works when you actually have cash.
He's got cash.
No, he didn't go to the broker, to the clearinghouse.
100,000.
He didn't go to the clearinghouse and give him 100,000 in cash. He told them, debit my account. Debit my account is not the money. It's some third party that's giving money for me.
Stole the money.
No, different money. No, it's their money.
No, the broker.
Absolutely not.
The broker didn't have 100,000.
Not
the
broker. The clearinghouse where you bought the stock from went to Chase Bank and got 100,000 from Chase Bank.
Out of whose bank account?
It doesn't matter. It's Chase Bank's money.
Whose bank account?
It doesn't matter. It's Chase's money.
No, it's not Chase's
money. It is Chase's money.
Not necessarily.
It doesn't matter. No. When you say,
it's not
his money. Chase's money. It's the money belongs to the bank until they give it to you.
But they gave it.
They did not. They gave it to somebody else. They did it al cheshbon. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
As to show the money belongs to the person who has the cash.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
It does not.
Because there's a hetzer isker. What does hetzer isker mean?
Half of it, at least, is not.
Okay, you've changed half the story now.
Okay, that's assuming.
So you stole the money to buy the stock.
Assuming you have to risk
cash. You stole the money to buy the stock.
Otherwise, they're all going to.
Do you know what? Your cousin, you're going to think you keep it. I'll go back to the people who sold it. I'll get my money from them. They will rebuttal the whole sale, and that's the end of the stock. In any case.
So the old world. I held the broker gets a few.
According to Zahalov? Okay.
Well, the broker gets
to keep
the money, but he's just
a
normal.
So, Nasiba says, number four.
He's up $10,000.
Just number four. Adem b'shuchah shalakach kesheshino. What's the halacha when the buyer, who was the agent, didn't do what he's told? But meshlech mavar shamashlo, the one who sent him proves that the money which was used to buy the object, money was buy to use the object was his and wasn't the shliach. Who avar davar having kamo kitcha begezel. If you buy something with stolen money, it's like being mekadesh a woman with stolen money. The Aina Makanesh, she's not married. Putin, Bakinian, Momun. And Sydney, if you buy something with stolen money, Oz, it's not Van Sale. For Oz, Yofala, Hutsi, Amas, Miyata, Mocha, the one who owns the money can go to the one who received the money to sell and say, that's my money which is stolen, give it back. Not like Yirmi.
Yofala, Hutsi, Amas, Miyata.
For a Mekach bottle, and the sale is null and void. Because he never received the money, because of the stolen money which he has to give back. But im lo hayakinin acharat nesinas kesef. That's only true if the whole transaction is money. Giving money, that's the transaction. At the end of the day, you haven't got the money, so it's no transaction. But if there's another kinin besides money, like Meshicha, or Hava, or Shtar, or transfer of names, Hamecha Kayim, then the sale is valid. Bein Hamocha Vashlich. So he says clearly in the Sivus, if you use stolen money, the transaction is not valid because that money has to go back. But if there's another transfer of ownership besides the money, then the sale is valid.
Like he's done his name.
So therefore, in broker, when you're buying those stocks, there's not just the money that is the deal. There's actually a transfer of ownership of that stock, physical transfer into the person's name. There's also another transaction besides the money, and therefore the sale is valid sale.
Well,
now let's look
where
now.
Where you have only money? How could you not have another opinion involved in the transaction?
You can have another kinyan.
So how could you not have another kinyan involved? There's always going to be a sheikh or something.
No,
from
he
the
delivers
other
it to me. Delivers to me, and it gets kinyan eaten by somebody or used by somebody. Something not tangible that can't be transferred. Besides money.
Well, the stock is not tangible.
But they do a transfer through documents.
Most of the time they don't. Most of the time it's just electronic.
Electronic. That's called also halachic kinyan. Now, so the broker is the ganav. The transaction of the stock is a valid transaction because it wasn't just money. And therefore the broker owns the stock. And therefore he's a ganav on the money. And he keeps the whole 10%.
But he can still give the 2% if he wants.
If he wants to give the 2%, he can give the 2%. Now. Coming to
Amos. That ribbis? Would that be ribbis?
No, there's no ribbis on Gagel.
Coming to our case, no ribbis.
What?
Coming to our case, the oil. Was there a transaction just of money? You stole the money to buy the oil and therefore the sales off?
Oil,
or was there another transaction?
First of all, he paid the shekel. Maybe that's enough to
He picked up the oil. And he burned the oil.
Took it home and he burned it, maybe to shinui.
But before we get to it, we want to know if the sale is a bad sale. Is the sale a bad sale?
I don't know.
Well, he didn't receive it. Like he says.
He took it home.
Yeah, he picked it up.
Now, there was a sign on the box of oil that says we don't take hakafa. You know what hakafa is?
Credit.
No credit. Only muzuman. Only cash. You have to put cash in, otherwise we're not selling
it. He gave stolen cash.
Now, does that make a difference or not?
He said he waited till the end to take it, no?
He took it at the end, but he took one shekel. Yes.
But he waited for everybody to put the money in.
Yeah, he used 19 shekels of stolen money,
yeah.
Which we're saying has to be returned by the seller to the owners.
By the seller?
Yes, because it's stolen money. It's like a stolen chair which has been bought by somebody. The seller has to get that money back. So therefore, the whole sale is not valid unless there's another kinyan besides money. You're saying there is another kinyan besides money. Lifting it up, bringing it home, burning it, that's you're saying another kinyan. But if the only kinyan is the money, then it's not a good sale. We just read it. Because the money has to be given back. So I'm asking if there's a condition written that says, I'm not taking credit.
Well, it's not credit.
Does that mean that the only kinyan is money? Even if you do anything else, the only kinyan is money? Or does it mean, look, that's what I would like not to happen, but there are other kinyanim besides money?
It's not credit. He gave him 20 shekels. According to what
he's
saying.
He has to give it back. That's called credit.
No.
Yes.
Why?
If you have to give the money back, it's called credit.
No, it's not.
Yes, because
you didn't give it to me in the first place.
It's just that the money never received it. It's not his.
It may not be his, but he got the money.
That's not called getting money. That's the sales off.
We're saying it might be a mechatos.
We just read. If you give stolen money as a sale transaction, the sale's not valid because that money is not called the seller's because he has to give it back and therefore the sale's off.
If he did mishika,
therefore you
put
up the sign. Yeah, yes, and therefore if you put the question now is you put up the sign that says, I don't take credit.
I don't take mishika. Yeah.
Does that mean that the only transaction I accept is money? And you can do whatever else, and there's no transaction. If the only transaction is money, then the sale is not a good sale.
But simultaneous with my mashicha, that means at the same time, he becomes potter from giving back the money to the people. So it is his money.
Why does it become potter?
We said that if there's another kinyan, you can't go back to the mocher to get the money.
He's still stealing money.
No.
Did we say that if there's another kinyan, you can't go back to the mocher?
Not saying that. We're saying if it's another kinyan, the mocher is selling it not just for money, he's selling it also with hagbah. I'm selling this article with two things. Give me money and you can pick it up. If you give me money, which is no good, okay, you still got the picking up. But if I put a sign up that says I don't accept exercise.
So wait a minute, after everything.
No credit, does that mean I'm only accepting as a transaction money? If so, then I haven't received money.
Well, wait a second.
What's that going to do with anything? Yeah, we're going to pay for it.
Pardon?
What's that going to do with anything? It doesn't pay for it.
Because you owe me money. You owe now the oil, you just owe me money.
If you go into a shop, you pick something up, it's yours, it's a kinyan.
That's what every credit is. Credit
no
is.
What credit? Credit's got to be agreed upon.
Yes, so do we say, does putting up the sign, stop any other kinyan working?
Well, wait a second.
You're saying it's obvious.
Your house and pick something up, it's
you're
mine.
Saying it's obvious. So
you don't have to agree?
So you're saying it's obvious that the seller oil is only selling it with money, and no other kingdom works. That's what you're saying. It's obvious. I could hear different. At the end of the day, he wants his money, so he would prefer it up front because he doesn't trust you. But now that you've taken this and you want to give him the money, he's fine with that as well. Bidyevit. Is it a bidyevit works? Or do you say even bidyevit it doesn't work? That's the question.
Are you saying that even if he makes a valid kinyan in some other form, the nignav can go still to the mocha
yes,
to get his
yes,
money?
Yes.
So what is he saying here then?
He's saying it's because the seller still sells it, even though he hasn't got the money, because he still has to give the money back. He's still selling it because he's giving you another kinyan.
Oh, but you could still go to the seller to get the money.
Yes.
There's definitely a hakpada here.
Hmm?
There's a definite hakpada.
Yes, so is the hakpada means that nothing else works? Or hakpada is, lachachila, I would like the money, but b'dievet, I set the other things. What's the hakpada?
Lachachila.
So b'dievet, it works.
I don't know who's buying it.
Yeah, so that means b'dievet, after the fact, it works.
I won't sell it to you.
Oh, so you're saying it's a hakpada. Okay. So it says in the Nesibos, number 5.
He wanted
to have a
selling it personally.
Yeah. So now we have a forgetting song. That's not a real hot potter. It's just a lachachila hot potter.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Hard to enforce.
Says the Nesibos, number 5. Says the second line. In Nosan lo get ba hot pot. Avagav to lo shilin lo. Aftaf lo have a get gezel biyotin. If you gave and you bought a get, somebody asked someone to make a get, and you said, you know, I'll give you credit, the get belongs to the person, even though he hasn't yet paid for it. I will not know, I'm not the shalom emiyat, but if he says a sign, he puts up a sign, I'm only selling this get on condition you pay me money, muzuman, no credit. If you don't pay the money, we say it's a real hot potter, and it's considered gezel, and no other kinyan works. So if so, we've now concluded at this stage that once he puts up this sign that only allows money as a transaction, the money transaction wasn't a good money transaction because he has to give that money back because it's stolen money, therefore the sale wasn't a sale, the oil doesn't belong to the person.
No, so now he's stolen money and stolen oil.
So he's stolen the money and he's stolen the oil. If he's stolen the oil, for sure it's not the mitzvah, because then it is a mitzvah of Bar Bar Veira. Because he's stolen the oil now, from the fact he didn't pay for it, because the money he used is stolen money which has to be given back.
Isn't this what I started out saying in the beginning?
Hmm?
Part of the oil, which is one.
No, because I'm not giving 20 centimeters of oil. I'm just sending one bottle.
So by the fifth time
you
make a
shot, you answer that with the last marum of him. And it goes like this. I'll say it outside because we're running out. The Shah Mishpat says like this. Second last one. Shah Mishpat says like this. Says, there's a halacha though, when you steal a chair and you sell that, Midaraisa, the one who bought the chair, has to give it back to what the person who was stolen from. But there's a called a Takonas Hashovim. What's the Takonas Hashovim? The Rabbanim instituted a special Takonah. Do you know what that Takonah was? That the one who bought the chair, since he didn't know it was stolen, he only has to give it back to the owner if the owner compensates him for the money he spent by buying that chair.
What does that mean?
That means if Reuven bought a stolen article, not realizing it's stolen, he bought a stolen chair, a table, for $100. That means the owner of the chair and table says, that's mine, and he proves it. He can get that chair and table back, but only if he gives $100 to the one who bought it, to compensate him for what he spent. So if so, says the Shah Mishpat like this, yes, when somebody steals money and buys an article with that, that money is stolen money, and the owner of the money can go to the seller and say, that's my money. But there's a takonas hashuk nowadays, which means that I can only get back that stolen money if I compensate you for how much you spent and getting that stolen money, which ends up being the same amount. So therefore, in money, I can never get back.
So what's the Nesibos Mishpat?
I can never get back the money. Because of the Takonas Hashuk. that says, I can only take that money if I compensate you for the cost of you getting that money. What's the cost of you getting money? 20 shekels as well. So, I can take 20 shekels and I give you another 20 shekels. So therefore, if so, the seller is never going to have to give that money back.
Isn't Sivas Mishkan arguing with that?
Because the seller is never going to have to give back that money. If you pay something with stolen money, we said it's not valid because the seller has to give the money back. But now there's a Tekonis Hashuk that says the person who buys it or gets the stolen article doesn't have to get back unless he gets compensated. That means nowadays, then he doesn't have to give back the money. If he doesn't have to give back the money, then it's a good sale. If it's a good sale, that oil belongs to the person who bought it.
Yeah, but Bidei Shemayim is not Yotzer.
What?
He's not Bidei Shemayim, Bidei Adam.
No? That money stays over there. It's a valid sale.
He owes
19 people the shekels. He stole the money, and he has to give back that money to those 19 people, the one who changed the sign. But he never stole the oil, because the oil he bought legally, because the one who received that money doesn't have to give back the money, and therefore, since he can keep the money, the sale was a good sale.
But he still didn't have
Vera. He did have Vera, yes.
No,
Mitzvah Baal Vera is only if he stole the oil. And the oil is stolen, it's a Mitzvah Baal Vera. We're not saying he did the Seder things, but we're saying, is he Yotz to the Mitzvah? According to this, he's Yotz to the Mitzvah because the oil belonged to him and wasn't stolen.
But it's 19 Mitzvah Vera.
Yes, but the oil wasn't stolen. He didn't know that it was stolen. He didn't know it was stolen.
Right, the seller definitely didn't know.
Hey, the seller didn't know it was stolen money.
He didn't even know he had the money.
No, the seller for sure.
Yeah, so therefore the seller doesn't have to give that money back. Because it's a Tekonis Hashuk. The only problem is that the Nesivus, in the last line, argues and says there's no Tekonis Hashuk by money. It's only by
goods.
If so, according to Nesivus, the money has to be given back. Therefore, the sale wasn't valid. Therefore, the oil is stolen. Therefore, it is a mitzvah baal avera. So therefore, we've got a machlokas now. According to Shah Mishpat, it was a mitzvah, it was not a mitzvah baal avera. And according to Nesivus, it was a mitzvah baal avera. So therefore, for sure, he has to make sure he now pays money in order to get new oil or pay money to the owner to get sure that the oil is his. But as far as Shekhar Yonu, because there's opinion that he has already been Yotz to the Mitzvah, because according to Shah Mishpat he has, he doesn't make a Shekhar Yonu the next night. So he's definitely, in conclusion, he's definitely a ganav on the money from the 19 people, and he's a sofik ganav on the oil. In conclusion, and the broker keeps his $110,000.
We're going to remember this for next Hanukkah.
He keeps the $10,000. He's got to give back
$100,000. Yes, that's $10,000. Next week, think about this shaila to next week. Now that we're discussing Tekonis Hashuk, here's a shaila for you to think about. Reuven owns a piece of property. Next to him, there's another piece of property which has been sold to a big builder. The developer is intending, and he's got planning permission to build a building on that property of 30 kumot, 30 floors, 30 floor building on that. Starts building, and Reuven sees he starts building and realizes that the people next door have made a mistake and they have gone into his his property by half a meter. But what? And he starts building right at the beginning. He sees at the beginning that they've gone into his chotzer half a meter. So he's about to tell them that they're doing something not to say that and they have to rectify it. But then he comes up with a master plan.
Let me wait till a great plan. The building.
It's like this. Why do it now? This is a wonderful investment opportunity. Let them build the 30 floors, and after they built the 30 floors, I'll take them to Beis Din and say, they've built in my possession, and therefore they have to knock it down, or they have to give me compensation. So Kachoya, that's what happens. He waits until the 30th floor, took them to Basedon, and he said like this, they built in my, everyone agrees, they built in my property, half a meter. It's proven. I want them to knock it down. So they say, we'll give you compensation for half a meter, let's work out how much that's worth, half a meter, we'll give you a bit more. He said, no, I want it knocked down. I'm only willing to allow that building to stay up if you give me the whole of the 30th floor as my personal ownership.
This goes to Basedon?
Yes, this went to Basedon.
Then you
it's
have like that kind of Hassan in the job,
You have
that. Not Takana Sashuk, but you have Takana Sashuk.